What is your underlying fear about this collision between president and press?
Well, let me tell you a little anecdote, which, as our old friend Henry Kissinger liked to say, has the additional advantage of being true. In Cleveland, the day that he was nominated, I sat down with Donald Trump. I have known Donald Trump for about 20 years. And in the course of that interview, he said to me, "You know, Ted, I don't need you guys anymore. You guys in the press." He said, "I've got, I think at that time it was 18 million followers on Twitter, and perhaps at that point 12 million followers on Facebook." Those numbers have expanded.
Went up to about 53
hugely,
million.
Hugely. He said, "I don't need you guys. I can contact my people directly, communicate with them directly." That's part of our problem. The other part of our problem is the internet, which, because it gives access to anyone with an iPhone or a laptop computer, requires far less experience than any of the panelists you have up here. Anyone with an outlook and the ability to go online can spread the word, whatever that word may be. So you have two things: a president who really understands how to circumvent the media and how to use social media as a means of activating his base, and a base which in turn is capable of communicating with one another in a fashion they've never been able to do before.